I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. Cities that work to create safe roads for bicyclists wind up making those roads safer for everyone. That's according to just published research into 12 bike-heavy American cities, including Austin, Seattle, Memphis, and Oklahoma City. The co-author of the study is a researcher at the University of New Mexico. Nicholas Ferencek teaches in the Department of Civil, Construction, and Environmental Engineering, and he's with me now. Nick, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Spencer.
Previous research showed that cities with lots of bicyclists were safer for all road users, but the study didn't say why.
Yeah, so the purpose of this paper was to figure out what's going on. I guess one of the assumptions that we started with was something called safety in numbers, that with more pedestrians and bicyclists on the street, drivers are going to be more aware, they're going to be paying attention. But we found that the most important factor was actually the built environment. So cities with a lot of bicyclists seem to be building their cities differently, separated, protected bicycle facilities. So if a city has a lot of separated, protected bicycle facilities, they're going to have more bicyclists. And not only are those bicyclists going to be safer, but also drivers are going to be safer, slow down, be more attentive, and walkers are going to be safer as well.
Give us an idea of what these bike facilities are.
Most of Albuquerque has your standard bike lanes. So you look over to the side of the road in the curb, you've got about 6 feet with a little bicycle emblem there, and that's a standard bike lane. We also have buffered bike lanes. So you have your 6 foot bike lane, but then you also have a little 2 foot patch between the bikes and the moving vehicles, but there's no physical separation. There's no protection. So recently cities have been introducing what we call protected bike lanes. In that buffer, you put a planter or you put bollard to give some kind of physical protection to those bicyclists from those moving vehicles. And we're pushing for what's called AAA, all ages and abilities, providing facilities that, you know, a kid can ride to elementary school, an older person can ride to a cafe and get a cup of coffee. So we want to focus on everybody, even if they're not on a bike right now. Maybe they want to be on a bike, and we have to be thinking about that.
Because one of the things that your study's saying is that cities should encourage people to use their bicycles.
Yes, certainly. Every city in the United States right now is complaining about traffic. Everybody's stuck in traffic. So, yeah, sure, if we can invest in these alternative modes of transportation, then we can pull some of these cars off the road and hopefully we can fix our traffic issues at the same time.
Now, Albuquerque was not part of this study. What might your findings suggest about how Albuquerque can make its roads safer?
Albuquerque has some traffic safety issues. I think something like 400 people are killed every year in the state of New Mexico. 70 of those are killed in Albuquerque, traffic fatalities. And that's more than crime and these other issues that get the headlines a lot. So there's a lot of work to be done in Albuquerque and across the country. I think what we can do is we can push for more facilities for these other modes of transportation, bikeways in particular, sidewalks, things like that for pedestrians as well.
Nick Ferencek, a professor and researcher at UNM, has co-authored a new study that found providing protected, separate bikeways makes safer cities for everyone on the road. More information at kunm.org. I'm Spencer Beckwith.